Be'ezer Mizbuch would begin in Perek Shemin, the 8th chapter, in the Nam Masechus Kedush HaChodesh, in the laws of sanctification of the new month, in the Sefer Zman Book of Designated Times, which in this Perek, we finish off the discussion of the previous Parakim regarding setting the Jewish calendar, specifically regarding the set months of the year. As Rambam gives a halacha off regarding an introduction and the division of the set months of the year. As follows, Chad Shosh Levana, the renewal of the moon, the month of the moon, a lunar month, is Tishav Esim Yom Mechza, is 29 and a half days, V'tash Tzag Chalakim, and 793 units, Commissioner, as we already explained this in Perek Vav Halacha Gimel. Now, V'yef Shalomer, Shereish HaChidosh Yiyah B'Miktzas Hayom. Now, if the Moilad comes in the middle of the day, you'll say, okay, that's when the new month begins. You cannot say the Rosh Chodesh is going to be in part of the day, until it's going to be Miktzas Hayom B'Chidosh Avar, Miktzas Hayom Abba. Okay, some of the day is going to be from the previous month, and some of the day is going to be for the next month. No, it's not possible, because Shnevet says the passing of Midbar, Ad Chodesh Yom, until a month of days, which Mepiash Mulamda from tradition they learned, Sheyamat Mechashav L'Chodesh. You only count days towards the month, B'yat Mechashav Shalish. You can't count the month in hours. Halacha Beis, Lefikach, therefore. Eisen Chodesh Alevana, but it's not exactly 29, 30 days, but you can't do half a days. So therefore, Eisen Chodesh Alevana, you make the months of the moon. Mehem, some of them, Chodesh Chaser, are lacking months, which we said are 29-day months. Umehem, some of them, a Chodesh Mali, are full months, as that is Chodesh Chaser, a lacking month, meaning it's the smaller amount, is Tishv Esem Yom Bubad, is only 29 days. You're not counting those extra hours. Even though the lunar month is really more than that in a certain amount of hours, at the same time, there's also going to be some months that are going to be full from 30-day months. Even though the lunar month is actually less than that in hours. Again, the way they do this is actually somewhere in the middle, but not to calculate the month based on hours. Eliyom Shleim, rather on full days, you can have 29 and 30 to balance that middle amount out. Now, Halacha Gimel. Iloha Yechad Shalavana. If the lunar month would be Tisha Ve'esem Yom Mechzabavad, would be exactly 29 and a half days, great. Hayikalashan, so all years would be exactly Chodesh Mali V'Chodesh Chaser. 1 month 30 days, 1 month 29 days, and great. The year you may Shnas Halavana Shin Nun Dal. You would always have 354 days in a lunar year. You would have Shisha Chadashim Chaserim. Half of the months would be 29 days. But Shisha Chadashim Lame, and half of the months would be 30 days, and that would make it exact because it's really 29 and a half days. So that half, sometimes you don't count it, sometimes you do. So that will count for a full day. But because of the units that you have in every single month, more than half of a day, they start gathering up and combining into hours and the days, until what you're going to have to have is that some of the years will be chadashim chaserim yisra maleim. You're going to have more. It's not going to be equal 6 and 6. You're going to have more 29-day months than the 30-day months. So in the regular year, you'll have 7 that are chaser and 5 that are malei. In the leap year, you'll have 7 chaser and 6 maleim, because Adar Rishon is always malei, as we'll see in halacha. Hey, always has 30 days. Some of the years, you'll have chadashim maleim yisra chaserim. You'll have the months that are 30 days more than the ones that are 29 days. So in the regular year, you'll have 7 maleim and 5 chaserim. In the leap year, you'll have 8 maleim and 5 chaserim. Because again, they also have to be calculated towards this cheshbon. Halacha dal. Now, yom shleishim, day 30 from the previous month, when you get into day 30, based on this calculation, which we go now based on the calculation, we don't go based on when you see the moon, day 30 is always going to be Rosh Chodesh. And that is, im hoya chodesh avar chaser, if the previous month was, like we said, a month that's only 29 days, great. Yi yom shleishim Rosh Chodesh abba. Day 30 is going to be the beginning of the month of the following month. And even if the previous month was a full 30-day month, still day 30 is Rosh Chodesh. Why? Since some of the day is really the beginning of the new month, because the second half is already of the day 30 is already post how much really a lunar month is. So it's going to be considered as Rosh Chodesh, but the year Tashma Chodesh Amalei Shavar, yeah, it's at the same time going to be completing the full month that just passed. V'yigim echad eshleish Rish Chodesh Abba, and this is what's called a two-day Rish Chodesh, and day 31 is really going to be the Rish Chodesh of the coming month, u'memen ha'aminyan, and it's from that day that we start the count of that day number one of the next month, v'hu yimakvi, and that's the day that we establish as Rish Chodesh. Therefore, we make Rish Chodesh on this calculation, like we said, in contrast to when they used to be Mekadosh al Piriya, Chodesh Echad Yemecha Bavad. You'll have 1 month, there will be only one day Rish Chodesh, but Chodesh Echad, 1 month, will be Shnei Yam, 2 days. So when there's 2 days Rish Chodesh, it's really one is day 30 of the previous month, and one, the second one, is day one of the coming month. Halachay. Now, Seda Chadashim Hamaleim Achaseim Lefi Chesh Ben Zeh. Now, so the order of the months that are full and the ones that are 29 days, according to this calculation, Kahu is like this. Tishrei la'olam aleh. Rish Chodesh, Tishrei, Rish Hashanah, that month is always going to be a full 30 days. Why? Because since, like we said, the month is really more than half because you have 12 hours and you have 793 chalakim of day 30 is part of Tishrei. So we're going to count that whole day 30 on the cheshbon of Tishrei, which therefore we have to then count the balance that because that's too much. So the next month is going to be 29 days missing. So like that balances out from the previous month of Tishrei, which you're keeping. So the teves, l'olam chaser, we'll discuss Cheshvan Kislev in a moment. But Tishrei is always 30 days. Teves is always 29 days. And with Teves Veilach, now from Teves onwards, you can have Echad Molev, Echad Chaser al Seder. You'll have 130, 129, based on that order, Ketzer Haso. Teves Chaser, Teves is 29 days. Shvat Molev, Shvat is 30 days. Adar Chaser, Adar is 29 days. Nisan Molev, Nisan is 30 days. Ir Chaser, 29 days. Sivin Molev, Sivin is 30 days. Tamas Chaser, Tamas is 29 days. Av Molev, Av is 30 days. El Chaser, El is 29 days. And then you're back to Tishrei, which is Molei, which is 30 days. Now, if Shana Hamoberes Nalipu, and there's extra Adar Rishon Molei, which, according to the Rambam's opinion, that's the extra month is the first Adar, which the what you have to do when you have a leap year, you're trying to correlate it with the solar year. The solar years that has more than the lunar years is going to be more than the amount of the lunar years, so therefore it would seem that you would make Adar Rishon, the chayit, which is the extra month, into 30 days, and to go ahead so that you could be able to match it up. And the Adar Sheni Chaser, the second Adar, is going to be lacking, as the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Adar Samach Lanisan is always going to be Chaser. But if you want to match it up, the solar to the lunar year, you're going to have more than just a lunar month amount, as we said in Perek Vav L'Chirav, and therefore the first Adar is going to be 30 days. Now, Halacha Vav, what we didn't talk about was how to establish the months of Cheshvan, Mar Cheshvan, and Kislev. So Nishru Shnei Chadashim, there's 2 months that we didn't say exactly when they are. Shem Mar Cheshvan, the Kislev, which comes after Tishrei. Pam Yushneim Leim, sometimes they're both going to be 30 days. Sometimes it's both going to be 29 days. Sometimes the Cheshvan is going to be 29 days, and Kislev is going to be 30 days. Now, the reason for these differences, we already mentioned Halacha Gimel. For this purpose, they chose, meaning, because like we said, sometimes you're going to have a certain amount, sometimes less, based on those extra hours, those chalakim that are more than the 29 and a half days. Now, they chose the first 2 months of the cycle Cheshvan Kislev, because they didn't want to touch Tishrei, which is the first one. They always want to leave it because of the Chagim that are there into 30 days. But after that, so then they took care of this, like to have to calculate these, to calibrate those extra Chalakim into Cheshvan and Kislev. In contrast, like we said, after that, then you have the months that are following Teves, that already we know, already we say Chaser Mali, and so on and so forth. Now, in the year when these 2 months are going to be full 30 days, both of them, that year is called that its months are whole, are full. And in the year when those 2 months, for the calculation that we said, have to be both 29 days, that's called the year that its months are lacking. And in the year that Cheshvan is 29 days, and Kislev is 30, Nikru Chadashah Kesed, and that's called a year that its months are in order, because you're really going, Tishrei is 30, Cheshvan is 29, Kislev is 30, and Tevis is 29, and so on and so forth. It's all in order, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no, binary, and that's called Kesed. Halacha Zayin. Derech Yediyas Hashanah. The path to know the year, Im Chadashah Maleim, if its months, like we said, how to describe Cheshvan Kislev, if they're going to be both full, or both lacking, or in the order, which is Cheshvan 29 and Kislev is going to be 30. Lefi Cheshvan Zeh, according to this calculation, Kachu is like this. Teida, you should know, Tchila Yoim, first you should know the day, Shenikva Boi Roish, that you're establishing the beginning of Hashana of the year, Shatir Tzalei Desidu Chadashah, that you want to know the order of its months, that you're trying to figure out, Kamishbanu Perek Shvi, like we explained in the seventh Perek, how to know that, what day is the Rosh Hashanah. Teida Yoim Shikova Boi Roish Hashanah Shal Chara. Then you should know the day when establishing the beginning of the following year, and then calculate the amount of days that are between those two Rosh Hashanahs, chutz, without counting the yom kfir shalzu v'shalzu, without counting the day that you establish the Rosh Hashanah this year and the Rosh Hashanah of the next year, just the days in between. Im timtze b'neim, if you come up between them, shnei yom, which obviously not 2 days, but we discount all the extra sevens. If you come up between them, there's a difference of shnei yom, 2 days. That means to say, the months of this year that you're trying to figure out are chasim. In the Cheshvan Kislev are both 29 days. If you're going to find between them is going to be 3 days, you consider them to be in order. That means Cheshvan is 29, Kislev is 30. If you're going to find between them 4 days, then between them is going to be the months of the year are going to be full. Meaning Cheshvan Kislev are both going to be 30 days. And that's like this. A year that it's Chadashim Achaser has 353 days. If you're going to take away the day when you establish that the Rosh Hashanah, you have 300, because you're not counting the Rosh Hashanah to get to the next Rosh Hashanah, so it's only between them, it's 352 days, which are 50 weeks, and you're not counting the weeks, and 2 days. The second case is Hashanah Sedura, in the order, is that after you take away the day of when Rosh Hashanah actually is, it's 353 days, which are 50 weeks, and 3 days. And the year that its months are Shleim, they're both 30 days, after you take away the day when you have Rosh Hashanah, it's 354 days, which are 50 weeks and 4 days, and therefore that will tell you how this year's Chadashim should be based on knowing when the Rosh Hashanahs of the 2 years are. Halacha ches, but when do we say this? Because Kesha'isa Hashanah, if the year should tir to lay their Sidu Chadashah, that you want to know the order of its months of Cheshvan Kislev, are Peshuta. If it's a regular year of Lamhi, of Amhoisim Bubedas, but if it's a leap year or an extra month, so then it's different. If you're going to find between the day when you establish Rosh Hashanah of this year, and between the day when you establish Rosh Hashanah of the following year, between them is going to be a gap of Arba Yom of 4 days. Okay. Then this year that you're trying to figure out the leap year, its months of Cheshvan Kislev are going to be 29 days. If you're going to find between them 5 days, you consider that's going to be in order. I mean, again, Cheshvan 29 and Kislev 30. And then Timtzeh B'nei Mishish, if you can find between them 6 days, then you're adding on more days. You shleim them, then they're going to both be 30-day months. Because in the leap year, we add on 2 days more than the symbol of a regular year. So instead of 2 or 3 or 4 days in a regular year, you're going to get 4 or 5 or 6 days in a leap year. And the reason for that is because by the extra month that we're adding on, is always going to be Mali, which is 30 days, which is going to be 4 weeks, which are not counted the weeks, and another 2 days. So it's going to be pushing another 2 days. Halacha test, Ketzer, how so? So Ram illustrates. Harei Shiratinu laid the Sidu Chad Sheshanazu. If we wanted to know the order of the months of this year, okay. V'hoi Rosh Hashanah B'chamishi. So you figured out, you know, because based on calculation we said you could figure out when Rosh Hashanah is. You figured out Rosh Hashanah B'chamishi is on Thursday. V'pashut, and it's a regular year, which is the first type of case we described. Okay, the Rosh Hashanah Shalach Harial, and the Rosh Hashanah of the next year is B'Sheni B'Shabbos, is on Monday. Nimtzeh B'Neim comes up between them. Now again, you don't count the days of Rosh Hashanah themselves. Between them is a gap, if you're pushing off how much further is the next year, is Shleish Yom is 3 days. Okay, right, because you're not counting Thursday, you're not counting the Monday. So you have Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. 3 day gap. You're down the Shoshana Su, Chadashah Kisajam. We know that this year, its months will be in the order, meaning Cheshvan is going to be 29 and Kislev is going to be 30. Now, however, if the Rosh Hashanah the following year is not on Monday but on Tuesday, that's one more day. That means the both months were going to be 30 days because you're adding another day of a gap that's pushing off further. Now, but let's say Rosh Hashanah of this year was not on Thursday, rather was on Shabbos. And the following year, Rosh Hashanah is on Tuesday. So there's only a 2 day gap because not counting Shabbos and Tuesday, only Sunday and Monday. That must be that the months of this year of Cheshvan Kislev are both only 29 days. And that's the same way you will calculate for a leap year, like we explained, it's just adding another 2 days that you're going to have instead of three. It's like we said, instead of having the 2, 3, 4, it's going to have the 4, 5, and 6. Halacha Yad ends off with this idea that there are mnemonics for these calculations. Yesh sham simanim shetismech aleihem. There are certain signs, mnemonics, that one could rely on, kedei shelo yitita b'cheshbon, that one doesn't make an error in the calculations of sidur chodesh hashana, in the order of the months of the year. V'hem benuyim al kodesh hacheshbon. Now they're built on the founding principles of these calculations. V'hakaviyus, and regarding when to establish, v'hatchiyus, and when to push off, shebi'am darkam, which really explain their paths. But there is easy mnemonics to remember, although they're built on sophisticated calculations. V'elehem there as follows. Kol shana, any year, she'i Rosh Hashanah ba b'shlishi. At the beginning of the year, the Rosh Hashanah will be on a Tuesday. Tila olam kisidram. They will always be in order, like we spoke about regarding the month of Cheshvan and Kislev. They're both, the Cheshvan is going to be 29 and Kislev is going to be 30. Always, when Rosh Hashanah is on a Tuesday. The v'chiyash ben zeh, based on this calculation, b'im pshuta, whether it's a regular year, or b'im obedes, whether it's a leap year. So although that's a deceptively simple mnemonic, but it has sophisticated calculations as follows. Regarding a regular year, so if we're saying that we're going to, the Rosh Hashanah was established on a Tuesday. Now that doesn't tell us exactly when the Maylid was, it's just saying Rosh Hashanah is on a Tuesday. So the earliest the Maylid could be, would have to be Batu Takpat, which would mean the Maylid really happened on Monday, on 15 hours, and 589 Chalakim. That would be if the previous year was a Shanah Mu'beres, as we spoke about in Perek Zayin Halacha Hei. The latest the Maylid could be, if Rosh Hashanah is going to be on a Tuesday, would be if it was on Gat Rag, which is that it was on Tuesday, 9 hours, and 203 Chalakim. Because it was Gat Rad, if it was actually 204 Chalakim, Momochelik, then actually the Kaviyah of Rosh Hashanah would be pushed off, as we said on Perek Zayin Halacha Dalet. Now, if you add on the remnants of a regular year, in other words, Dach Tatu, which was 4 days, 8 hours, and 876 Chalakim, as we spoke about in Perek Vav Halacha Hei, it's going to come out the Maylid of the following Rosh Hashanah from the next year is going to be Shabbos before Chatzais. So we're going to establish Rosh Hashanah the next year on Shabbos. So it comes out between this year's Rosh Hashanah of Tuesday and next year's Rosh Hashanah of Shabbos. After you take away the days that the Rosh Hashanahs themselves are on, like we said, we calculate the days in between, are going to be 3 days. That's the order of the months, Kisidron. Like we said, there's either 2, 3, or 4. If it's 3, that means to say 1 month, Rechesh will be 29, and Kislev will be 30. That's if it's a regular year. If it's a Shana Mubarak, a leap year. So if, again, we're making Rosh Hashanah on a Tuesday, comes at the earliest the Maylid was possible to be was noon on Monday, which if it's noon, it will be a Maylid Zakin, and gets pushed off. Now, which therefore it's not going to be on Monday, it's going to be on Tuesday. And the latest the Maylid could be is on Tuesday itself, 5 hours into the day, and 1,079 Chalakim, because if the Maylid is on midday on Tuesday, that gets pushed up because of Maylid Zakin to the following day. And it can't be Adu, it can't be a Wednesday, as we said in Perek Zayin Halacha Beis. So if it's going to be on a Tuesday, that's the two possibilities of the end of the spectrum. Now, if you add on to the Maylid, Hey Chaf Aleph Tov Kof Pei Tes, 5 days, 21 hours, and 589 Chalakim, which is the remnants of what's the distance of from a leap year, as we spoke about in Perek Vav Halacha Hei, if you count the gap between the years. So the Maylid of the coming year will be in a situation when the earliest Maylid, as we spoke about, so the next year, Rosh Hashanah, will be on a Sunday. Now, because of Adu, you can't have Rosh Hashanah on an Aleph on a Sunday. It's going to get pushed off to Monday. Now, the situation of the latest Maylid, that again, there was possible for Rosh Hashanah to be on a Tuesday, because we're describing what's going to be if Rosh Hashanah is on Tuesday, would be if the actual Maylid was on Monday before Chatzais. And the day of the Maylid will be when you establish, meaning the next year's Rosh Hashanah is going to be, if you're going with the latest Maylid, the next year Rosh Hashanah, the Maylid is actually going to be on Monday before Chatzais, and the day of the Maylid is going to be when you establish it. Now, comes up between the two Rosh Hashanahs, without the days of the Rosh Hashanah themselves, is going to be a gap of 5 days. So in other words, in a leap year, there's 4, 5, 6, 5 is when we consider Kisidron, when you're going to have Chodesh as 29, and Kislev as 30. So if Rosh Hashanah is on a Tuesday, based on many different calculations, but ultimately, whether it's a regular year or a leap year, it's going to be Kisidrim. Cheshvan and Kislev will be 29 and 30 days. Now, Vim Yir Rosh Hashanah b'Shabbos, Lei b'Sheni, Rosh Hashanah is on a Shabbos or a Monday, then Loi Tiyah Kisidrim Loilam, then it's never going to be in the order of 29 and 30 for Cheshvan and Kislev, Beim B'Pshuta, Beim Oberes, whether it's a regular year or whether it's a leap year. Again, deceptively simple mnemonic, but there's a sophisticated calculation. Let's discuss first a regular year. So Rosh Hashanah, and there's two cases, Shabbos and Monday. Rosh Hashanah was on Shabbos. So the earliest the Moily could be, again, for Rosh Hashanah to be on Shabbos, again, it could be on Shabbos for many different reasons, would be on Thursday by noon. What happens then? Since it's noon, already is considered a Moily Zaka, and it can't be that day, it's too late, because you're only going to see it 6 hours later, and it's already going to be the next day, so it can't be on Thursday. It gets pushed off to Friday. The problem is you can't have it on Friday, because Lo Adu Reish. Vav is the Adu, mnemonic, you can't have it on a Friday. Okay, so you have it on Shabbos. That's one end of the spectrum. The latest the Moily could have been for Shabbos to be Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos by noon minus one chelik. So it's before a moment before noon. Now, if you're going to add on the remnants of how much you have a distance from 1 year to the next year when the year is a regular year, so the Rosh Hashanah of the coming year in situation number 1 is going to be on a Tuesday. Situation number 2, again, the later Moily is going to be on a Thursday. Between the two Rosh Hashanahs is either 2 days or 4 days. In both situations, the order of the months are not going to be considered because it's either going to be both 29 or both 30. Now, let's say Rosh Hashanah was on a Monday. So the earliest the Moilid could be, if it's going to be Rosh Hashanah on a Monday, was on Shabbos afternoon. So if it's already by noon, so it's already Moilid Zaken, it can't be Shabbos, it's got to be Sunday. Again, it can't be Sunday, Rosh Hashanah, or Wednesday or Friday, so it's got to be Monday, so Rosh Hashanah is going to be on Monday. That's the earliest the Moily could have been for it to be on Monday. The latest the Moily could have been is on Monday by noon, minus one chelik, if the year before was not a Shana Muberes, or it could be, actually, Monday, 15 hours and 588 chalakim if the year before it was a Muberes. Because, as we spoke about in Perek Zayin Halacha Hey, if it's going to be one chelik more, batu takpat, after a Moilid year, you're going to push off. Okay, so that's the earliest and the latest. If you're going to add on the remnants of the year on the earliest Moilid, comes out the Moilid of the coming year is going to be on a Thursday. Comes out between the two Rosh Hashanahs. It's going to be a gap of 2 days. In other words, right, because if it's on Monday and the next one's on Thursday, we don't count Monday and Thursday, it's going to be Tuesday and Wednesday. So that means they're not Kisidram, Cheshvan and Kislev, as we're saying, no matter what, if it's on Shabbos on Monday, whether regular year or leap year, Cheshvan and Kislev are not going to be Kisidram, it's not going to be 129, 130. Here, they're both going to be 29 days. Now, if you're going to go with the later Moilids, so then the Moilid of the Rosh Hashanah of the coming year is going to be on Shabbos. Comes in between the two Rosh Hashanahs are 4 days. Again, the months are not Kisidron, they're both going to be 30 days. That's in a regular year if it comes in on Monday. Now, what happens if it's a leap year? So, let's say Rosh Hashanah was on Shabbos. So, again, the end of the spectrum of the Moilid is either going to be on Thursday at noon or Shabbos right before noon. Then either one of those cases, Shabbos is going to be Rosh Hashanah. If you're going to add on the remnants of a leap year, which that's 5 days, 21 hours, and 589 chalakim to the previous, if you're going with the earliest Moilid, so it comes out that the Moilid of the Rosh Hashanah of the coming year, if you count the distance of 521 and 589, again, going with the earliest Moilid, which was on Thursday by noon, come out the next year's Rosh Hashanah is going to be on Wednesday. Now, because of Adu, you can't have it on Wednesday. It's going to be pushed up to Thursday. Between the two Rosh Hashanahs, again, if you don't count the days of Rosh Hashanah themselves, is a distance of 4 days. Huh? So that means the months of the year are not Kisidron because 4 in a leap year is actually both are going to be 29 days, not 29 and 30. Now, if you add on the remnants when the latest Moilid comes out, the Moilid of the coming year is going to be on a Friday. Now, because of Adu, so then you can't have it on Friday, you can have it on Shabbos. Between the two Rosh Hashanahs are going to be 6 days, again, the months of the year are not going to be Kisidron because they're both going to be Mali. Now, let's say Rosh Hashanah is on a Monday. So the boundaries of the Mailitz are going to be either Shabbos by noon or Monday right before noon. Okay, the middle of the Rosh Hashanah the coming year, in case number one is going to be on a Friday. So again, you got to push it off to Shabbos. In the case of situation number two, the later Mailitz, it's going to be on a Sunday. Again, can't be on Sunday, it's going to be pushed up to Monday. So sometimes you're going to have, between the two Rosh Hashanahs, 4 days. And the other case, you're going to have a distance of 6 days. Either way, the two situations of the months of the year are not Kisidrum. It's either going to be both 29 or 30. So established both Shabbos or Monday, a regular year, and a leap year, you're never going to have Kisidrum of 29 and 30, Becheshvan Kislev, for different reasons, for that year. Another mnemonic. Vim Yer Shashon B'chamishi. Roshon is on a Thursday. So, Imshutahi, if it's a regular year, not a leap year, EF, it's not possible, Shicha Doshel Chaseir. It's not going to be possible that the months are going to be both 29 days. The Ficheshvan is there according to these calculations that we've described. V'muberesi, and if that year that Rosh Hashanah is on Thursday is a leap year, EF Shashicha Doshel Kisidim, it's not possible that the months are going to be Kisader, 29 or 30. The Ficheshvan is there according to this calculation. So again, that's a simple mnemonic, but a little bit more sophisticated to explain. So let's say it's a regular year, and Rosh Hashanah is on Thursday. So again, the boundaries of the Mailitz are that either Gatrad, which is on Tuesday, 9 hours, 204 Chalakim, or Thursday, right before noon. Either one of these cases, you can have Rosh Hashanah on Thursday, again, from extreme positions. The Mailitz of the coming year, so case number one, it's going to be on Shabbos by noon, and because of the Mailitz Zaken, because it's by noon, it's going to be pushed off to Sunday. Now, it can't be Sunday because of Adu Reish. So it's going to be pushed up to Monday. Between the two Rosh Hashanahs are 3 days. In other words, that means to say that the months of the year are going to be Kisidrum. So that's case number one, where we said, like, yeah, it's if it's a regular year, the months cannot be Chaserim. They cannot be both 29 days. Because case number one, they'll be 29, 30. Case number two, we had the latest Mailid. The Mailid coming of the year is going to be on a Tuesday for Rosh Hashanah. Then it's going to be established on that day. Between two Rosh Hashanahs is 4 days. So the months of the year is going to be both 30 days, Malayim. In both cases, the months are not Chaser. So that's regarding what we spoke about, Hashanah Pshuta. Now, if it's Hashanah Muberes, if it's a leap year, and again, Rosh Hashanah is coming on a Thursday. So then we said, then the boundaries of the Mailid, what's possible for Hashanah to be on Thursday is either on Tuesday by noon, or the other extreme is Thursday right before noon. So if you can add on 5 days, 21 hours, and 589 halakim, which is the remnants of how much you push off the year based on calculations of when it's a leap year. So it's going to be, in case number one, the middle of the coming year is going to be on Monday, 15 hours, and 589 halakim. So then you're going to have to establish Rosh Hashanah on Tuesday, as we spoke about in Perek Zayin Halacha Hey. Between two Rosh Hashanah, it's going to be 4 days. So it's going to be a year where the months are not Kisidron, because four is when it's a leap year, four, five, six. Four is when both are going to be Chaserim. Case number two, if it's the later Mailid, the Mailid of the coming year is going to be on Wednesday, which again, you can't have Rosh Hashanah of the next year on Wednesday. It's got to be pushed up to Thursday. Between two Rosh Hashanahs, it's going to be 6 days. Again, it's going to be a year that the months are not Kisidron, because it's going to be both Mali. So therefore, like we said, if it's a leap year, it's not possible that both months are going to be Kisidrum, according to this calculation, is going to be both Chaser or Mali. So again, this is a deceptive halacha, deceptively simple mnemonic, but again, sophisticated calculations, but it's just a way of remembering, knowing if you made a mistake or not, saying, hey, it can't be, or Shana was on this day, and it has to be like this. But again, then it'll make you go over the calculations to see exactly how it's supposed to be.